Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The Eureka Police Department has issued a Citizen Valor Service Award to William McCurdy. Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpham made the announcement at Tuesday's City Council meeting, pointing out that McCurdy had performed a helpful and honorable act. The department gave McCurdy a challenge coin for his actions on April 6th when he found a wallet at a local car wash. That wallet contained more than $300 and all of the identification of a Eureka woman. After failing to make contact with the woman on his own, McCurdy contacted Eureka police, who were able to track the woman down so she could recover her possessions. Chief Harpham also presented McCurdy with a letter of appreciation for his act. The district attorney's office announced on Tuesday that Delbert King has been convicted of driving under the influence after a jury found him guilty. King was stopped last October at a Hoopa gas station by tribal police, and then a CHP officer was called to the scene to conduct a field sobriety test. King performed poorly on the sobriety test and then refused to take a chemical test to determine any blood alcohol content. King was sentenced to 21 days in jail and fined $3,100. And Trinity County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle with expired registration tags on Highway 299. A canine unit responded to the scene and alerted to a suspicion of a controlled substance. A search of the vehicle turned up more than $12,000 in cash, and that money was seized. The driver and the passenger, a former Humboldt State student, Jeremiah Johnston, along with Kendra Gorsbeck of Tulumne, were interviewed and released. The push from Democratic state lawmakers to ban the use of single-use plastic bags at grocery, liquor, and convenience stores, along with pharmacies, continues. Senate Bill 405, introduced on Monday, would ban the use of plastic bags beginning in January of 2015. Grocery stores and pharmacies would be forced to use paper bags of recycled materials, with convenience and liquor stores required to meet the same standards by January of 2016. The bill would be void in communities that already ban the use of plastic bags, and the ban is aimed at cutting down on the litter caused by the use of the bags. And today, Caltrans workers, along with the CHP, are installing move-over signs on highways throughout the state. The signs are intended to increase safety on the highways by reminding motorists to watch out for law enforcement and highway workers and move over one lane when necessary. One of the signs is being installed in the southbound Trinidad rest area on Route 101. For more information about the Move Over campaign, contact the Department of Transportation. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. College of the Redwoods has garnered a lot of attention regarding decisions about what programs and classes the school will continue to offer and those that will be dropped. Last week, it was announced that music and theater would feel the pain of budget cuts and classes would be discontinued. But as of Tuesday, and following meetings with professors and teachers, CR will offer a full music curriculum in the fall. That doesn't change the fact that Redwoods, like every other community college in the state, is facing tight budgets. And those colleges still have to follow directives from the commissioner's office in Sacramento, and that with an improved budget picture, CR can get back to fulfilling the needs and wishes of the local community, as President Kathy Smith explains.
I have heard many people say you're taking the community out of community college, which is an interesting comment. The intent, I'm sure, is just to allocate or reallocate the budget dollars to the highest priorities, and hopefully when the economy improves and our budgets increase, then we can get back to doing all the things that the community wants.
Smith also pointed out that the state commissioner's office has its priorities as well, and those are focused on getting students prepared to transfer, focusing on core curriculum and career skills training. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.